Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And as always, we will have Pooja Desai from Believe Healing and Lolita72 from the chat room. And hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good,
all
good.
Right. Good.
We are still
waiting for Pooja to come in here. Okay.
Cool.
For those
How
of you
day?
Tuning in, my day was great. Thank you.
Good. Mm-hmm.
For those of you tuning in tonight and listening to tonight's show, we are having our full moon special episode. It was kind of last minute, spontaneously came about, and we will be taking callers today with questions on their life. However, we are limiting today, just like we have been now trying to do for the past few episodes, each caller to one question per caller. And that's one part questions only, please. As we're waiting for Pooja Desai to join in, she always ends up getting a little bit caught up in the commute here. But we're waiting on her to come in. Lolita, do you want to explain a little bit about this full moon and how it's affecting certain people?
I guess the full moon is a time, a period of cleansing and clearing and for everybody out there. So it's a time of just, you know, releasing a lot of things that, you know, that does not fit your own self as good. And then, you know, especially in that transit. So for instance, Capricorn, we've been in a major three eclipses in this month of June to July. And they're basically the Cancer-Capricorn relationship. And so for us Capricorns and Cancers, this is it. And thank God, because we're done. And to have a full moon in Cancer, you know, as of this morning, it's a time of just now working on home, family, work area, career, everything that you want in this transit, that Capricorn's like, I guess like a relationship, what the sign really is meant to be in this transit, and just preparing for the next phase. So the next two weeks, I look forward to different opportunities that I've been working on for a while to come to manifest through, actually.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that you use the term manifest, because the full moon for our listeners and callers is also a time for everyone to begin to work on manifestation. When the moon is full, is it at its heightened power of being, or, you know, its heightened energy levels? The full moon is the time to manifest and to send off what it is that you're trying to bring into your life, letting it go, knowing that it's going to manifest, that it's going to come in. Because after the full moon, we end up going into the waning moon. The waning moon is a time to basically get rid of, to cleanse, to purify, to expel. Where the waxing and the full moon are the times that we try and build upon, the times that we try and bring in what it is that we need to bring in or wanting to bring into our lives through positive thought, the law of attraction, and manifestation.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. It's a time where, you know, if you really want something, you stick your attentions on it, you know, it can really, really be powerful for you. And actually a way of clearing, you know, clearing yourself.
By the way, you're on here. Go ahead.
And so I just feel like, you know, learning. I've been learning a little bit about the full moon and new moon recently, you know, as of March. And it's very powerful. And it's really all about the intentions that are put to it. So this morning, you know, waking up at 2:40 in the morning and just knowing that the moon is out there, and especially for me, this is a special time because I've had a rough month with three eclipses going on, and so I'm definitely, you know, putting it out there in the universe and what I want, exactly what I want. And clearing everything out. So yes, manifest is awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, and joining us now is Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. Hello, Pooja. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
We're doing great.
Awesome. I was just listening
how
to
was
you
your day?
Guys talk.
Did you feel the difference? See, a lot of people are on that's
yeah.
listening or that's in chat. Me and Pooja, I am a Capricorn and Pooja is a Cancer. So we both have went through a hard, rough month. And I know she's glad of today and I'm glad. So we basically went through this whole transit together and we felt it. Right, Pooj?
Definitely. And what's really interesting is these Cancer Capricorn eclipses have been happening, I think, for 2 years now. If I remember correctly. And it's really interesting because now we're kind of at the end of that cycle. And if you really look at it, and I look at myself, Cancer and Capricorn are on opposite sides of each other. And so I'm so much more like Capricorn than I was 2 years ago. There's a lot more groundedness in me. There's a lot more practicality in me, which is really needed in a healer. And I look at you, and maybe just from my perspective or intuitively speaking, I feel like you're so much more connected to your emotions and your heart than probably you were about 2 years ago. And so it's really interesting to just kind of watch, even just between you and I. So
yeah.
It's something that I need to have.
Yeah, and a lot of people are not aware, what's going on. You know, they may be a certain sign, astrological sign, and not knowing that they're going through something. And, you know, it has a lot to do, you know, where we're at on the planetary-wise. And it can affect us in every single day. But it's good to take advantages of definitely the full moon and new moon if you understand it. It actually helps you grow more spiritually. Would you kind of agree with me on that, Pooja,
yeah.
or Natum?
Yes,
absolutely.
I would definitely agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on, Pooja.
I really, really wanted to share. There's something really special about this day for me, especially. Today is if you guys know anything about, and I know Lolita doesn't, so does Adam. Adam knows everything about it. The Hindu lineage, just spirituality in general. I know a lot of our followers kind of follow that also.
Oh, yeah.
Today is a day called Guru Purnima, and that it's a day where you celebrate your teachers. And you celebrate a guru
mm-hmm.
is what you celebrate. But it's really you celebrating the guru and teacher inside of you is what it is. That principle, that guru principle that everybody has inside of them, the teacher.
Yeah.
If you don't mind
me adding a little bit here, it's about the teacher inside of you, but it's also about your teachers from your past lives, yourself, you know, your reincarnations from your past lives are your teachers. They're parts of yourself that has taught you upon your journey throughout life. And the lives that you have lived. And this is all about that, including the respect that we have for our gurus and our yogis, so to speak.
Yes. And a lot of people also don't know, too, with the Hinduism, everything is based on the moon. Can you agree, Pooja? I mean, everything we do as far as buying a house, signing, getting a car, anything is very auspicious for us. So we really cherish these cycles. And it's actually on our calendars when we purchase calendars.
It really is. It's so funny. I was actually born under a full moon. And I was born, and my original name that I had changed was full moon. It meant full moon. And so it's just really funny. The moon has everything to do with. And actually, even our astrology, we do it by moon signs, but we don't do it by sun signs.
Right.
So it's really interesting. And if you think about it, the moon...
Now, when you look at this, the moon pulls upon the waves of the ocean, making
That's
the
exactly
tides higher or lower depending upon its status. And our bodies scientifically have been proven to be made up of 90% water. I think I'm having my percentages a little bit wrong here, but, you know, our bodies are mostly made up of water, and that's the point. And that moon, depending on its phases, its waning and waxing, it really plays a part in our mood and our emotions.
Adam, you and I are channeling this. You and I are channeling the exact same thing because I was right about to go there.
That's as always.
Yeah, I know. It's just so funny. But that's absolutely true. I think it's about 85%, 70 to 85% water. But it's amazing.
It's more like that.
Yeah, and if you think about it.
Think about it, 90%. I don't know.
Do you think about the goddess principle and the divine feminine and earth being, you know, the divine feminine and it being ruled by the moon? It just makes sense. So much sense that, you know, we would be affected so much by these changes. There's something else I wanted to add. Like, if we can go back just for a moment with the teachers, because I'm getting a really strong thing. But there's also, we have to realize that in our lives, we're always either playing the role of teacher, student, and healer. Like, we act as each other's reflections, so all of us are each other's teachers, and all of us are students at the exact same time. So not only are we celebrating, you know, those who actually take on the role and call themselves teachers, but we're really celebrating everyone and just our reflections.
Would you
believe
that some of the best teachers in our lives are not actually what we expect to be teachers, or are not the projected way of what we would be looking for in a teacher? But to give an example, children, listening to our own children or listening to people that are younger than ourselves. Sometimes children are very in tune and very receptive and observant, and when they're very young, and they can teach us so much throughout life. You know, yes, we may teach them in turn a more mundane situation, like the tools of life and what, you know, how to live, that kind of deal. But they teach us how to get back in touch with our inner child. They teach us how to maintain our innocence. They teach us how to get in touch with our creative sides. Look at how much they inspire us.
And I actually work in a clinic right now with children. More and more children are being born clear channels. They're just being born much more clear than the generations before. And a lot of these children are being categorized as, you know, ADHD or ADD or autism. And it's amazing. And when you're around those children, if you're standing next to them, they will blurt out certain things, and you will be shocked about how much knowledge comes out of them without them even realizing it. And they literally, they will channel, they'll channel information from you, and they'll say things, and they just very bluntly and very clearly and innocently, they'll say exactly what they're getting from you. So it's amazing. They make such great teachers. They don't even realize that they're doing it. They're just being themselves. It's amazing.
Exactly. And that's what makes it even more better, is that sometimes they don't realize it. They're just being themselves, and there's no, you know, there's no holding bar.
That's the biggest lesson in life, isn't it? Are we just always continuously trying to just come back to ourselves?
Yes, we are all trying to move back to ourselves, back to the source that we are all from. You know, we are all from the same source, and that source has many names and many faces, and that source comes through many different ways, through some of the most mundane ways, such as the help from a really dear friend or family member or stranger, such as even through ourselves by helping others. We are all going back to the same thing. It's the ultimate om. It's the cycle of life. It is that we are all moving back to the source, and once we get there, we all expel ourselves back into the world again to have more experiences and then move back. It's a constant push and pull. It's a constant in and out flow of the ocean. And in actual reality, there is no boundary to the point where we stop learning, or there's something that, you know, we've learned everything there is to know and to learn, because truthfully we never stop. There is always something more to know. There is always something more to learn. That is why the cycles of the moon never stop.
That's true.
Yes, you're right.
How about, that was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, don't get me to preaching over here.
I was also thinking about the teachers. What about the teachers who show up who aren't necessarily the nicest to us? They're much more challenging. Those are awesome teachers. They're the best soulmates because they reflect back to you exactly, exactly what you need to learn.
Well, by for our listeners, let's be a little bit specific here for an example. And we could say a person in a very bad situation with someone that's abusive even, that person, you know, it's not that we like having them there or think it's the best situation possible, but we all learn from our mistakes, good and bad. We all learn from situations, good and bad, because every situation in life, we're able to learn a little bit more about ourselves. By seeing the things in others that we do not like, we will realize that we are not of that. We are not of that part of them that we do not like. And by knowing what we are not, we will find out what we are.
Absolutely. All right. Amen to that.
And they're just projecting stuff that maybe we haven't really realized is inside of us, like old pain and old problems and old perceptions and old consciousness, you know? And so they give us the opportunity to really embrace it and let it go, just like you're saying, let it go and move forward. So we should thank them.
Yes.
Awesome.
But
on that note,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Adam, let you finish.
I must add to this. When all is said and done, and we are left to our own vices and our own lives, always remember that perception really is and becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
If you perceive something to be bad, then it is bad. If you perceive it to be a learning experience, then it is a learning experience. But we all go through what we go through in life because we go through our situations as a part of our main purpose, a part of our main, how do we say, process, if you may. Everything that comes in and out of our lives has a purpose to teach us, to help us grow.
Yeah. And I think everything, too, like your name actually has a reflection on how you take on life. It's funny how we actually are a meaning of our name. I don't know if I'm saying it the right way, but Pooja's name means something. Adam does. So does mine. So it's really interesting that our name has a lot to impact us also on who we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
our
absolutely.
Name
I'm like.
Is where our power resides.
Mm-hmm. There's no coincidence. There's absolutely no coincidence about how you're named and why you're named what you're named.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that in the Christian faith, and this is one thing I've got to point out here that I really like, in the Christian faith, God never refers to himself in these stories as God. He never says, I am God. He always says, I am, because God has many names and many faces. There's not just Jehovah, or there's not just, you know, God, throw me a name, somebody. We have all these names and all these different places throughout the world. But in actuality, it's all the same in the end, because we all go back to the same place. And that place has many names and many faces, but it's always the same. How we perceive it throughout different parts of the world is a little bit different, you know. Some of us believe in one thing and some of us don't, you know. But in the end, it's all the same.
Yep, you're right. That's awesome.
God, the source, it's all about love. It's all about compassion. It's all about acceptance. And it's just pure, pure love and divinity. And in that, there's no room for hatred, anger. There's no room for you know, fear. Because all of that throughout divinity does not exist within the source, because it is not of the source.
Very
all
well.
Right,
we got really deep on that one. Yeah, we did. I wanted to add something to it and then go ahead and give the special out, because it is definitely awesome to get a reading, especially during a full moon. If not everyone knows that, you get some really, really good readings when it's a full moon and a new moon. We offer, Reverend Adam right now is offering a $10 special for 30 minutes. And Pooja is giving out a fabulous package. And if you haven't experienced a chakra clearing and an intuitive reading at once, you got to book her package. It's $55 for 30 minutes. And she'll guide you tell you what's blocked, what area is blocked, and she'll discuss what is going on with you at that time. So let her guide you, let her clear you, and let her help you get to the next step. And you can't beat that price anywhere at this time. So take advantage of it. We're definitely a new full moon. Get the chakra clearings done so you can make go one step further in your life to reach your spiritual goals or whatever you're trying to attain in life. Are we ready? Because I think we might have our lines might be a little packed.
Yes, our lines are packed right now. So let's go ahead and start taking callers. Our first 30 minutes was about our conversation here. So we are ready to rock and roll, girls, okay?
All right.
Our first caller is by area code 858. Hello, caller. You are on there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
No problem.
Well, blessings tonight.
I have a question. Maybe you can help me with this question. Do you see someone special in my life in future? I mean, a significant relationship with someone, or it's not going to happen soon?
Okay. I'm going to take a moment to tap in because I'm a little bit vibrating from the past conversation. Pooja, jump in if you need to.
For some reason feeling.
Okay, hold on one moment, guys. Hold on. Could you mute your computer real quick, please? We're getting an echo here. Okay, go ahead, Pooja.
I was just wondering, are you experiencing some kind of pain around your eyes?
I have problem with the eye, but it healed about a month ago. I had this problem for about a year, but it healed.
I think what's happening is I'm helping you shift it a little bit right now without really realizing that I'm doing it. So I'm picking up on a little bit of it. It's probably just a little bit of clearing. So I just wanted to kind of point that out. But let me tap in a little bit more.
Do you have your computer on while she's working on you?
My computer?
Can you check, or can you just put it on mute? Because it's giving us feedback.
My computer?
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm not. I'm away from my computer.
Okay,
do you have
we're
it on
just
though?
Getting a bit of an echo.
Excuse me?
Do you have it on? Do you have it on the show, hon?
Let me check. I am in a different part.
Okay.
One second. I even don't know where my computer is set.
It may just be the energies of the full moon.
Okay. Hello? Oh, that's so much better.
No, I don't have anything in my computer at this time. It's almost turned off.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I am getting, because your question's romantic, right?
Yes. I mean, if
okay.
there are any, anyone significant.
All right. Yeah, I'm seeing something coming in, and I'm getting something strong around the 21st and the 22nd. Okay. Now, I'm seeing a return of someone from the past, and that might be occurring on the 18th and the 19th of this month. Okay. And then I'm also feeling something new coming in, and that's the 21st and the 22nd. The person that would be new seems to have quite a bit more stability. I'm feeling this person has kind of made peace with their past. So there's nothing in their past really holding them back. I feel that they're not really looking for anything romantically, but they're open to what comes along.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that you're kind of in that situation yourself, and the reason you're asking today is purely from curiosity. And what I'm feeling is that this person somehow, you're going to meet them in relation, not a direct relation, but in relation to work.
Because I'm not working at this time.
Okay. So maybe around the 21st and the 22nd, you're gonna get an opportunity for a new job, and that's how you meet that person.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about the person from the past?
Yeah. The person from the past appears to be coming in around the 18th and the 19th of this month, which is either this coming Monday or Tuesday. Okay. And I'm feeling this person from the past you haven't had contact with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like they disappeared for quite some time. This, I would say, would be the most recent person that you've seen an opportunity with. But you haven't seen a lot of promise from them because they've never stated which way they really want to go with it. This time, when I see them returning, I feel that you're going to get a more definitive direction that they're going to want to take it. I'm feeling them making a little bit more effort to be able to spend time with you and see where this could go romantically. However, I feel that there's tension between you and this individual from the past, and I'm feeling a little bit of reluctancy on your behalf to see where it would go romantically with them.
Okay. So you feel that there will be significant relationship within your person? I don't mean just dating or talking on the phone.
Okay. The new person seems to be starting out with just dating at first. It's not going to go into a relationship full-blown right away, like anything wouldn't. Okay. But it wouldn't take very long at all for it to develop into a very significant relationship. And I feel it has really good possibilities for marriage down the road.
Do you know the name of this new person or any information?
I do not get the name, and we're not really doing any more than one question per caller right now.
Thank you very much, Adam, and I really appreciate it.
Before you get off the phone, Pooja, I don't know if she can connect to you, but what I can recommend is actually doing, and I think we all might agree, some energy work on you. You really need some Reiki or chakra clearing done that can help you see a little better and clear and, you know, take a lot of the connections out.
Okay, sure. Thank you again. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Adam. I could not connect with that one just because I think I went into the healing mode a little bit without realizing it.
Oh, that's quite all right.
We had another healer on air right now, too, that felt that also. So, and I think we all felt that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That was I really do suggest that she gets a healing and chakra balancing from Pooja over here because that energy is so intense. And I feel that she is like, poor thing, she's been wanting a good vital relationship in her life and she's really needed it. She doesn't focus too much on it. She's very accepting of her situation. However, there's a lot of blockages in her chakra. In particular, I'm seeing her crown chakra and her throat chakra are being blocked very strongly. The root chakra is really shooken up by this.
I really, really picked up on her third eye. Very, very heavy energy on her third eye. And I think what happens, and people don't realize how important it is to kind of really take care of your energy because you are energy and everything is energy. And with the law of attraction, you don't just sit there and imagine for 5 minutes and have things come to you. You have to take care of your energy. You're always attracting.
Mm-hmm.
You're always attracting. So, and you're attracting exactly what you are. And so when you have blockages and you're not clear, and, you know, we all get them. As long as you're living, you're always going to have them. But it's a maintenance type of thing. You have to continuously maintain your energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
And your clarity is what it is. And so the more clear you are and the kind of pure, the more you purify, the better quality you're going to attract into your life, whether it's a person or opportunities or finances or something. You just, the cleaner you are, the more pure you are, the more pure your thoughts are, then you're just going to, you're going to allow yourself to have better things. So.
Yeah.
And I think that actually helps you get into knowing, right? Because the more you ground yourself, the more you have a great bond with your intuition and the more you can feel energetically what's going on, and that really helps you really get to the knowing. That's really a big part of it, too. So, yeah, I agree with you, Pooja.
Absolutely.
You're so right, Pooja. You really are. All right, guys, are we ready for our next caller?
Let's go.
Cool. All right, our next caller has been patiently awaiting for a while. You are by area code 310. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How
this
doing?
Is our buddy from California.
Yes. Quick, Lolita. Lolita, I'm waiting to hear from you, girl.
I got you, girl. It's going to be this weekend. I have been so caught up and definitely taking the day off for myself, and I'm going to call you by Sunday. I promise you. You've been on my list to call. I definitely want to touch base with you.
Awesome.
Well,
all right.
Well,
how can we help you today?
Guys, I'm trying to keep my energy levels up, guys. Everything you said has been profound. Look, I am trying to move into this apartment. The landlord called me saying, hey, we can't hold this apartment for you longer. I need to make this happen. I need to move, and I'm dealing with this roommate. It's kind of, I'm trying, but it's kind of difficult.
Yeah. Of course.
With the energy around here, I'm in this dark energy, and I need to get out of it. I feel like I'm just trying to climb out of a well, and I'm being pulled back down.
Well, the one thing I can tell you, because I've been there, done that, that you must ground yourself first so it doesn't affect you, because you can't run every time you do see a challenge. So no matter who's staying with you, who's not, you take that advantage and, ground yourself with white light and do some meditation and clearing. And if you pick up on that, then you should do that every single day so it doesn't bother you that much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting that she tries to.
Mm-hmm. And just the vibration of the people around her is so strong that no matter how much she's trying it right now, that energy just keeps on breaking her down.
Right.
I'm also getting that you're kind of in a holding pattern right now, and I think it has to do with the cliff. So I feel like, or not so much the eclipse, but the full moon right now, I think everybody's kind of being held in place so that they can really see things clearly. And just today, I think what's happening is you're literally being, at least in my life, I literally am seeing the future versus exactly what I needed to leave behind. And so I think what you're doing right now is you're getting clarity on exactly what you need to leave behind. And so that's what's happening with you right now, and you're in a little bit of a holding space, but things should start flowing, I feel, within, even tomorrow, you should start feeling a little bit more movement, a little bit of stuff kind of coming together. And I'm not sure if Adam's picking up on that, but...
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that one, Pooja. What I want to suggest to you, darling, is you go to our website and you take advantage of the special I'm offering right now for the 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay, because what I want to do is during that time, and I'll give you a little extra on top of that because you're a repeat customer here, I want to do a balancing with you, okay? Sort of a grounding exercise, and let's see if that really helps you out in that direction, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you do feel inclined to get a little bit of flow moving into your life, I would love to work on you because I think it would really create a shift also in your energy levels. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a little bit more harmony inside of you, and so things are going to start kind of moving along a lot better, like whatever is keeping.
And
so,
go ahead.
No, that's just what I just wanted to add that. So
there was somebody else, another healer on the phone. You're actually getting another person's opinion also. She also said... change the language. Sometimes I had to learn this too. Got to speak from the heart. So how we say things on the outside is also a projection how internally how we're feeling. So I guess just start talking from the heart, if that makes sense. Pooja, can you elaborate
also,
more for me on?
It's also watch the story that you keep telling people and yourself. Because if you keep telling yourself the same story, that's the same thing that's going to happen. So it's almost like you have to start looking more at the thing, at what you want to happen, rather than what you're seeing right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that's forward moving.
Yeah.
I mean, I stand to myself and I keep meditating. I say, okay, I'm moving, and then I'm like, okay, God, but I'm moving.
Yeah, because you're allowing the ego to interfere with you. That's why
having
Pooja and Adam work with you and showing that you're going to have to learn how to surrender. You're letting all your ego tricks to get in your way. So no matter how you think you're focused, by getting a clearing done by Pooja and having Adam help you, you're gonna learn how to surrender. You can't control it. You must move away.
Yeah,
like once you say, you move away to the side, and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? A friend of mine said that to me today. She said, Alicia, she said, when was the last time you really ate a good meal? She said, you're not surrendering. She told me this morning. And I'm like, well, I'm frustrated.
Uh-oh.
And that's what happens a lot of times when we're frustrated is we're creating blockages.
Yeah.
What's happening. And so the blockages that we create inside with that frustration, that anger, if it's not released, then that's what we start experiencing obstacles outside of us. Because remember, we are what we attract to us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So it's one of those things,
if you really kind of, if you really get it, if you really hit the nail, what's the saying? I don't even know the saying.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yep, exactly. Hit the nail on the head. Get to the core of it, and it's really what you're holding inside of you, and what you're thinking. And if you, so it's one of those things where if you really get to the bottom of it, you can kind of shift out of it.
Oh yeah.
And I guess the last thing I can say, because I just had to learn through this, just because you want that apartment and that landlord's calling you, does not mean that you're meant
to have that.
So if you surrender, you just let
that
it out and believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have something bigger come to you. You must be patient.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yes, just go ahead and visit the website, hon. We thank you once more for calling in. But we do need to cut us a little short because we have a whole bunch of people in line here.
Okay, I'm on the website now. And thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, one quick question from the chat, you guys. Marjorie from California wants to know, she has eczema on her hands, and she was wondering if there was a lesson on that. Or is it,
she has what on her hands?
Eczema.
Eczema? Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
Pooja, you might.
Eczema. Okay, Pooja.
Okay, I'm really getting that you don't allow your emotions to flow.
She's not receiving.
You're not receiving. It's almost like you're not just blocking emotion from coming in, but you're also, it's because you're blocking emotion from coming in, you're not feeling the world. You're also not letting what you feel out. And so it's just a cycle. And so that kind of dryness that happens with eczema is it's like a sensitivity. It's a warning to you to kind of pay attention and take heed at what your emotions are trying to tell you and what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Learning to feel is what I'm getting.
Yes. I'd have to concur with that because I don't know a lot about it. But one thing that I'm feeling is that she's not receiving and she's not projecting, okay? And is it on both hands? Is that what she's telling you, both hands?
I don't know. I think, I quit her thing out, so I'll wait for her to respond back to that.
Okay.
That's funny how you guys were saying that, because while you guys were talking, she had asked me that question, and I asked her if someone was controlling her, but I didn't know in what way to say it, so exactly almost the same thing. So,
It's also caused by stress, but I think it's a combination here of several different things going on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I said it went on one hand. Now it's just on the other hand. That's what she said.
It also has to do with your breathing too. I feel like, I feel like your breath, almost like your inhale and your exhale isn't balanced. Is what I feel like. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but kind of the way we breathe has a huge part to do with how our body functions and how our brain is balanced and how you take in the world and how you release toxins. And so I'm getting that a lot of it has to do with your breath, too. There's something in the way you're not breathing life in, almost.
Yeah.
And you're not exhaling properly.
All right. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you. And thank you for your question from the chat room, as we always try and, you know, answer some questions from the chat room that might come up, as people aren't always able to call in. Our next caller is coming in under area code 786. Hello, One Love. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
great. My question
great.
Is really quick, because I know you have other callers.
Okay,
Greg,
go ahead.
I just wanted to know when you felt that my boyfriend and I will reunite and see each other next. Do you pick up on anything?
Well, okay. For one, I believe that your question's always the same one, so I was kind of expecting this. But it does look like that reconnection is going to happen. It's just at any time now, you know, hon. It's past due. And I feel that it's like waiting for thin ice to crack. We know it's going to happen, and it can happen at any moment. It's just a matter of time, that's all. You just have to let go and be in that knowing that it's going to happen and just, you know, have that faith right now, you know?
No, I know. It's just because his work schedule is very tricky, and it kind of, I'm just very curious.
No, honey, you don't know. Honey. We've heard you have to let it go. You're actually putting yourself 10 steps back. It doesn't matter what type of work schedule it is. It doesn't matter if he's going to do that or not. You are actually going to ruin your own story, and especially what you're wanting to have in your life come to you. It's going to come. You can't. And the more you call and ask the same question, the more you're going to go ahead and recreate the same story again.
All right, guys. It does look like One Love has now dropped from our call list. So I see you're still in the chat room if you want to call back in and respond to what we're saying, which is fine, you know. But go ahead, Lolita. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. You know, we're on the show to tell the truth, and if we have somebody that keeps calling every single day, it actually just drains us as people, and they're not taking the advice that we're giving to them, because we actually are trying to show them that it can happen, you know, and it gets to the point where we can't take callers that way, and if she wants to drop off the show, that's fine, you know. And it's not a verbal abuse, you know, for whatever she's saying, but much love to her, and I send her lots of love through the light,
yes,
and I
and
hope that
you.
She
one
gets
love.
It one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I hope she sees the light, and we're here to show her that, but she must know how to surrender, and, you know, hopefully in a couple months we'll be able to take her call again. So let's go on to the next call.
Can I add something to
that? Yes.
Yeah,
I just want
ahead.
To really, really, really make it clear to her that I know personally how it feels to be in a relationship where you're always questioning. But you have to understand that a lot of those questions are coming from insecurities that are within us. It's one of those things where it almost becomes a habit to really, when you sit down and you let your mind kind of get away with you, the analytical part of it, the more you analyze, the less you feel. And the less you feel, the more obstacles you create. And that's just how it is. And it's becoming more and more like that right now, because we're shifting and we're shifting from head to heart. And so the more, especially in relationships, the less part you are, the more obstacles you create. It's almost like you're imagining up scenarios and possibilities, like because of your worries. And so it's a way that we control, or we think we're controlling things, but we're really not. It has a control over you. And so that's all we're really trying to say to you. And I honestly, I hope it doesn't come off as judgmental or harsh, but it's really coming from a place that's compassionate, because we just really want to see you move past that and move into a relationship where you feel secure. And the only way that's going to happen is if you feel secure with how you're feeling about yourself and your progress. And so... That's really where we're coming from, and I think that's all I really wanted to add to it.
Thank you.
I understand. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we're not trying to make people feel bad for calling in, you know, or anything like that. I mean, many blessings to One Love. We all know what it's like to be in that position, you know. But when we're holding on to it so much and we're just grasping it, we're suffocating ourselves and preventing ourselves from being able to move forward. You know, so it's not that we're trying to embarrass anybody or make them feel bad, because that's not what we're about. we're over here just trying to help people, you know, see the universal knowledge that's out there and realize, you know, it's not what other people do or don't do that predict our lives. It's ourselves that have that control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Well, for those of you tuning in, we are going to be taking some more callers here in a moment. But as a note, I see that we have another unknown caller. We are no longer taking unknown callers. If you would like to get your call in today or in a future show, please call in through a recognizable phone number or username. I am going to make this last exception. No more unknown callers. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from work, so maybe that's why it came out unknown. So next time I will call from my staff. So I do apologize for that.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Now, the reason for that, just so you know, is that there's people on Blog Talk Radio that are abusive to the psychic shows, and they normally come in from unknown numbers.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. I'll keep that in mind. And I didn't realize that my work number came out like that. So, anyhow, you were talking about the full moon, and so I kind of wanted to know what you see coming into as a personal love relationship. And hopefully it's not somebody from my past, because literally in the last 2 weeks I've run into 4 people from my past, and I haven't in a couple of years. So does the phone bring all that? or is that in my life?
All right. Lolita, Jeff?
I'm kind of getting, so what the full moon does is, full moon is a time of, like Adam said earlier, it's a time to build. And before you build, it's kind of like you have to really, really clean out your soil. So a lot of times when we haven't let go completely of certain issues or certain aspects of ourselves that are holding us back, those things do return. Mm-hmm. And when those things return, it's a huge sign for you to sit back and say, what is this reflecting? What does this person represent in my life? Do they represent, for example, addiction? Do they represent a bad habit? Do they represent a bad attitude? Do they represent lack? Do they represent, you know, things like that? Because what they do is they usually come with a core issue that they represent, and maybe we haven't completely let go of that issue, and that's why they're back in our lives. Because the minute we let go of the issue, the alignment usually shifts and they leave.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, when you say that, actually, it's men that I never gave the time of day to, but they're actually a very good attribute, but I didn't see it then as to where I see it now.
I'm sorry, wait, you don't see, you didn't see their attributes then? I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, a lot of things that I see in them now, I didn't back then when I dated them.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. So could it mean the same thing, what you're saying, you know, when you're saying it represents?
They usually represent something to you. Whatever you're perceiving, they usually represent something. And not saying necessarily that they're going to be bad. I mean, there's no really bad or good. It's just about whether you want to move forward from them or if you want to move towards them. But what the full moon does is it gives you the opportunity to choose. And that's what it does. It gives you choices pretty much. You can either build forward or you can stay. You can bring some of those aspects with you, move with you. So it's really giving you a choice is what it is.
As a choice as well as a means of getting some type of cellular closure. As we go through life, our cells that make up our very beings, our bodies, you know, they're known as atoms by scientists, are like memories, okay, or little memory cards in a computer. What they do is they absorb energy from situations that we have been through in life and later on can project that energy. And sometimes the universe will provide a means of getting closure so problems do not arise down the road as a projective memory from these energies that our cells will absorb. Okay. I'm trying to be as specific with this as possible, so I hope you guys understand this.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So until I clear all that, then nobody new will come into my life. Is that pretty much
Not necessarily. It's not a hindrance. It's just a growing experience. It allows you the opportunity to choose what you want, and also allows you the opportunity to get closure and a better understanding as to why some of these individuals from the past may not have worked out to begin with.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. That gives me the explanation because I'm like, oh, my gosh, why are they all like, coming up at me at once? So, okay, well, thank you for that.
I have someone going through a very similar thing right now. Hold on one moment before you go. Lolita, isn't it you that's being contacted from, like, a blast from a past or several different people at once?
Oh, yes, yes. I just went through that. 2 weeks ago, I went to a little restaurant, and my best friend from Philly came, and we actually went out, and we just saw her first boyfriend from high school in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yes.
Crazy.
It's going on.
Yeah, that's what's happening to me. So, okay.
But you know what? When people come back in your life, I think they're supposed to show us something. So, you know, take the contact, I guess, right? You guys reconnection again for some reason and see what the purpose of that was and, you know, go from there.
I'll give you another example, actually. I had I dated a guy last year, and whenever he popped up again, he represents lack to me for some reason. Whatever mentality we shared at that time when we were meeting was somewhat of a lack mentality. We had a very similar upbringing, and so whenever he pops up again, it's a reminder to me not to fall back into it, or that maybe something's challenging me at the moment, and so there's a chance that I would fall back into it. And so he just comes up randomly every once in a while, and it's just a reminder for me not to go there.
Huh. Okay, I'll keep that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Some of them I haven't seen in like 5 years. So, okay.
Wow.
That makes sense. Thank you so much. I appreciate that insight.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have a quick surprise. We're going to do something really, really abnormal here, and I just got Pooja's permission. We're going to show all the callers what Pooja actually does in a 30-minute session. I have an old client of yours, Adam, here, sitting next to me.
Oh, wow.
And what she's going to do is go through... Her name is Marjorie, and she's going to read off what areas of Marjorie is blocking, and then whatever area that she wants to pick, you know, on her, let her know what areas need to be cleared, and just, you know, talk about one area that's in, like, an intuitive what's going on with her. Does that make sense? You got me, right, Pooja? You got me, Pooja? All right, hold on. You're on speaker. Hey.
Right now?
Yeah, you're on there.
Hey, girl. I'm doing all right. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
Adam.
Huh?
Before she continues, she wants to give a validation on Adam.
What's
you did that? A reading with Alex.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh, okay.
Adam is awesome. Awesome, you guys.
Thank you.
I'm not a talker, but that.
Long time don't hear, girl. Okay, come on. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I know, but you put me on the.
All right. So what's
Pooja,
going
you
on?
There?
You got questions
ready?
For us?
Yeah. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'm getting a lot on the right side of your solar plexus and sacral center. The first thing that popped up was your sacral center. I feel like you are not completely done with it. I feel like there are a few family issues, relationship issues, and the flow there is a tad bit blocked. I feel like your creativity is it's not optimal. It's almost like you're holding back a little bit, and I'm feeling it majorly on your right side. So it almost feels like it's kind of motherly. I think the seed comes from your mom.
Okay.
Do you have any issues with, I'm just getting right side, so I feel like between your solar plexus and your sacral center, there's something going on there. There's some kind of hindrance there. Do you exhibit problems there? Do you have, I feel like you have menstrual cramps. Like,
occasionally, certain months.
Just occasionally. Mm-hmm. Anything else that happens kind of on your right side of your solar plexus and sacral center? You know where those are?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. Okay, so that would help if I told you. Kind of the right side of your abdomen and, like, your... Okay, you know where your belly button is, right?
Uh-huh.
Underneath your belly button is your sacral center. Above your belly button is your solar plexus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm getting it on your right side for some reason, almost like... I don't know, I'm just feeling it on your right side. How about the creativity? Did that hit home a little bit?
Creativity?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're not as creative as maybe you could be.
That's true.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's been blocked a little bit, and I feel like it comes from your mother's side. So what I'm getting is kind of like stagnation between your creativity center and your solar plexus. So I feel like, let's see. I mean, do you have any abdominal pain that happens?
No. None of like a think of right now. No.
Okay, because there's, I just feel like there's a block of flow. I don't know if Adam can kind of confer, but...
I'm seeing something in the chest area and the abdominal, like the upper abdominal.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, as I... Now that you're saying chest area, as I move forward, I feel like you have a tendency to worry... And like a little bit of anxiety
I
is what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, girl,
yeah.
Tell the truth now.
I'm definitely feeling a little bit of anxiety. And like I said, I'm definitely still feeling a lot of the right side of like the solar plexus, especially heating up right now as I'm talking. So I'm just feeling that in general I feel like you worry a lot. I almost feel like you stress out and you're not sleeping possibly as deeply as you should be, or you're not getting that deep rest that you need. Are you having problems with like your household? Like household problems, like family?
Not anymore, I'm not.
The energy.
Did
yeah,
you just get through
Monday.
Something like that?
Pretty much, yeah. Not me per se, but my husband.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm kind of getting, and I think that's where it's kind of coming from. It's like that. I'm not quite sure what situation it was, but you're holding it in your body. That makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you, Pooja. I just wanted to give the callers listening in chat an idea of what you wanted to do. Sorry, I put both of you guys on the spot, and that was fabulous.
Oh, that's,
you guys.
That's fine, honey. I love that this was a little bit of a surprise here and everybody was able to get a little bit of a sample. But to be all honest with one of the last things that Pooja was saying here, I believe that what you're picking up on with her storing this in her body is mm-hmm. that she's highly psychic. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And she absorbs energies very easily
that's exactly
from
what
other
I got.
People.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
yeah.
what I got. I get that you're just taking it all in. I'm definitely getting it on my right side. I don't know, Adam, if you're picking that up at all, but I'm getting, and I think a lot of the mother seed that I'm getting is I feel like maybe your mother, you kind of watch your mom do the same thing, and so you're kind of doing the same thing without really realizing it. It's like an unconscious taking on of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Without knowing how to
that is,
it.
She,
Yeah, I'm going to have to go over, because I actually put her on the spot, and I'm going to go into explaining to her a little bit more. But exactly what you guys said is exactly what she's going through, and I'll explain it to her a little bit more. And
okay.
You know.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, it does look like we still have a full queue here. So we're going to move it right along, and we're going to take another caller. Our next caller is from area code 602. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, this is Dean Phoenix.
Hey,
Hi,
Dee.
How
you doing, hon?
I'm doing fine. Just wondering when you see Mr. Soulmate coming into my life.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let Pooja take over for a minute. Pooja?
Okay. For some reason, October was the first thing that popped up into my head. I feel like maybe he's not coming until a little while later, until the October time frame. But what I am seeing, I'm seeing a tall man with brown pants on. I'm not sure why. But that's what I'm picking up. Adam, what else are you getting?
Okay, I'm getting the tall guy. I'm getting the curly, long hair. The hair seems to be pretty curly and goes down to about the bottom of the earlobes, okay? Maybe even to the shoulders. A little bit muscular, but not like he works out in the gym every day all day long or in competition or anything. Just a little bit more than the average, you know what I mean? And this person somehow seems to have a couple of ethnicities mixed in with his heritage here. I'm not seeing him being too far away in distance as far as where he lives from where you are, B. And I'm really feeling that this gentleman is someone that you have a, let's see here, because it's so hard. I know that there's another one out there, and that one's from the past. But this new guy, he just seems to have his act together. I'm not going to say he doesn't have luggage from his past, because he does. But
right.
He seems to have his act together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm getting, and it's taken me quite some time to connect to it. But I am seeing either in October, like the beginning of October, or right at the end of the month before that.
So the end of September, the first part of October.
Yeah, the end of September, the first part of October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is Pooja getting anything else?
No. Oh, go
ahead.
Okay. The blast from the past, I am still seeing out there. And I'm still, as much as I know that this person is like procrastination all across the board right now, I am looking again at the 20th and the 21st.
Of July, August, September?
This month, honey.
Next week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
okay.
It was supposed to be a connection with the blast from the past last month, and it's been prolonged until around the 20th and the 21st of this month.
Okay. But this other one, October, he's truly my real good soulmate, not some, like the guy in the
this
past.
This new one, I'd say, is a twin flame. Okay, which could evolve into a soulmate dynamic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
I had a question for someone. Another healer wanted to know if you were a fire sign.
No, I have I have five fire signs in my natal chart, but my sun sign is an earth sign. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, okay. You're a Taurus. Okay. Just curious.
Interesting enough, I picked up the Taurus energy too, and I was getting very clearly about your throat. I feel like you're not speaking up for yourself, and you're not exactly, that was just something that kind of really came up with me, was just make sure that you're speaking up and you're telling the world what you want. telling the universe what you want. And I think that's going to help you a little bit more with the soulmate thing and just getting clear on it. So you recognize it when it comes. And you connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bea.
Welcome.
And you have
Blessings.
A good evening. Blessings.
Okay. Have a good week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I think I accidentally muted you there, though.
Oh, you did? You got me now? Okay.
Yeah,
A chat question. A guy named of, I hope I say it right, and I apologize if I say it wrong. Thuy, or it's T-H-U-Y. He wants to know, or he or she wants to know, if, will they get an interview and a job offer recently applied for the VA Veterans Affair? And they're from California.
Yes. Ooh,
yeah.
That one came in fast. That is a green light. Hello, good to go.
Yep, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Right. I am seeing, okay, I need you to work with me here a little bit, Lo. Ask him if he's had a lot of struggle with it. Okay, because I'm feeling like there's been a lot of struggle, or there's been a lot of building up to this point.
Well, I can just say, from working in the federal government, it is a building. It takes forever just to get the hiring process done. It takes for months. So yes, it's just a process. It's like that you have to go through for any government job. You got to go through security clearance. You got to go through this background check. So the process is very.
Okay.
Crazy.
The process itself is very pretty, but in a sense, I'm seeing like this isn't the first time he's applied for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the person to call, text back, or IM me back.
Okay. All right. If you're out there listening, please IM Lolita back as soon as possible so we can get an answer on that one, because I think there's a little bit more of a hidden message here.
Okay,
let's see here.
Yeah, he says I applied 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to have to wait then for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, there's been a lot building up to it, but I do get a green light, so it's a good to go. Let's just leave it at that. I want to say that there's a message in this for them, but they'll find that out as they go along.
Okay.
You know what I mean by
Thank
it, Lo.
You.
So if you want to relay that to them, then that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you.
On to the next call. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Our next caller is coming in under area code 760. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, this is Michael calling from San Diego.
Yes, hello,
Hi.
Michael. How may we help you?
Yes, thank you for helping me this evening and tuning in. I've been practicing my channeling and opening and allowing.
Yes,
and I'm
very good.
Thank you. I was wondering if you could help me. What's my next step? What's the next thing I need to learn?
Okay. You need to work a bit more with your clairvoyancy, darling. I'm feeling like you haven't necessarily neglected it, but you're not giving it enough mindset right now. The meditation's fine. You're doing great with that. The channeling's going great. The mediumship is a part of that channeling, so that's improving. You need to work on the clairvoyancy and your ability to mind read is coming up. So I'd work on that a little bit more too.
Okay, excellent. Taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, you're pretty telepathic.
Yeah, telepathic. There you go. That's the term. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right. What I would suggest is if you want to check out the website, I wouldn't mind tutoring you and helping you develop everything.
What's the website? Is it listed here?
It's howpsychic.com, as in how psychic are you? So it's just H-O-W-P-S-Y, you know, that kind of thing. So howpsychic.com, the rates and everything are on there. What you would probably need would be the monthly, so I'd want to suggest that to you. Or you can just to sample test the one-on-one thing going on, take advantage of the special I have for 30 minutes right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, will do. That sounds great. Thank you for the offer, by the way.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling in. I really see a lot of potential in you.
And one other advice given from another healer is to work, I guess really work from the heart and do not let your ego get in the way.
Oh, yes.
I just read a quote that said the heart is the truth. The ego is not the truth. The heart is. And then that's so funny
right.
That you just said.
Yes, the heart and the gut instinct. The heart is the truth. That's where the light lies.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, because we get hijacked, our brain.
Well,
you know,
of course. Telepathic, honey, telepathic. That's how it happens. Anyway, you had something else to add there, Lo?
No, but... the other healer also said, listen to the silence.
I'm sorry?
Good observation.
Listen to the silence.
Listen to the silence?
Yeah. Just sit in silence, just listen.
Okay. Okay. I know what that means. Got it.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know what? I love that we have other healers on there and they're commenting and they're just adding to the show because it really shows the good that we're trying to do here. And, you know, I always appreciate having other healers come on. And if you guys want to come on air and promote your show and ask a question yourselves or just talk a little bit, you're more than welcome. Call on in, hon. You know, that's what we're here for.
Yes, that's right.
All right, our next caller is by area code 619. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm calling from San Diego also as well.
Yes.
I wanted to know. I'm good, thank
mm-hmm.
you. I wanted to know, I'm stuck in a long-distance relationship, and I wanted to know where you see it going by the end of the year.
Okay, where are they? Because I'm seeing a lot of water, and I don't know which one's by water here.
I don't know if he's by water, but I've never... Yeah, but...
Okay.
He's Mexico.
I'm sorry?
It's in Mexico, but I don't know if it's...
In Mexico? Okay,
yes.
Well, it's possible he's by the Rio Grande, or... You know, by Cancun, I don't know, but I'm seeing a lot of water and maybe, well, because obviously you're in the U.S., aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
In San Diego.
Because the U.S. and Mexico are separated by, well, it's a large body of water, but it's not large in like the width as much as it is in the length, okay? So maybe that's why I'm seeing the division of water. Okay, but I do feel that this is going to work out great, you know. Right now, there's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of red tape. But in the end, you guys will be able to come together.
And do you know when I would see him?
Okay, let's see here. Pooja, are you getting a timeline as to when she's going to see this individual?
I feel like August for some reason. Are you getting that? August.
Yeah, August was sticking out, but I'm thinking, you know what? I wasn't too confident about it because, you know, you think, okay, he's over in Mexico or he's in a whole other country, and it's hard for them to be able to get together, but August is standing out.
I feel like mid till end August, there's an opportunity for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say the end of August is what I was getting, the beginning of September. But the end of August is what stuck out the most.
I think you could be right about the beginning of September. That's the reason why I was asking.
Okay.
Why do you feel stuck, hon?
Because the situation he's in, kind of like he's kind of going through a divorce. So,
are you afraid of committing to him?
No, I'm just afraid, like, what if he's still in love with his ex-wife and he's just like, are you crazy? That's, like, I moved out, you know, all this stuff. And
So that is a fear of commitment. That is a fear of commitment. So the only thing, I mean, I can say, and I know I go through the same thing all the time is, you know, if you're dealing with somebody that way, then what are you going through yourself? So sometimes we got to take a step back and reflect, what are we going through that we're attracting this type of person or anything that comes in our life? So while he's going through his emotions, you know, take the time to, you know, really work on yourself. Because at the end of the day, do you really want to be, and I'm going to talk to you on a practical level, whether he comes to you or not. Do you want to be in that type of relationship when a person has just left another? So he's not really healing himself. It takes time. A person can't go from one relationship to another. So while he's going through that, you know, say getting a clearing from Pooja or whoever you do, helping you get a chakra clearing will help you see a little bit, you know, further and much better. So always observe what we're going through in life, and because what we're attracting is what we're really going through. So always, you know, you deserve the best. I think everyone here listening always deserves the best. There's no reason why, if we're growing spiritual, that we should take on someone else's baggage. So always love yourself first. That's all I have to say.
But I can tell you that this guy is going to be pretty loyal to you. And honestly, I can't possibly see him falling back in love with the person he's trying to get away from right now. Because that person just is not on the same mindset or level at all as he is. And I'm feeling that they're both going to be going into leading their own separate lives from one another.
Okay,
awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of feeling from the get-go that they were forced into it. Like they were forced together somehow.
Yeah, because of the kid that they had. So, I mean, his son. Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Pooja, did you have anything?
No, I think you pretty much covered everything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Wow, guys. We've had a great show on the full moon, huh?
I know. It's like popping in here. It's happening. Chat and on call. You guys are doing like fabulous jobs. It's awesome.
Yeah. I think me and Pooja are a little dizzy right now, though. We've been absorbing energy all night long.
I feel like there's been more healing done today
than there's been reading done, because I'm feeling it all in my body.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping. I think it has to do with the moon, though. The moon's pretty healing itself.
All right. Well, we have just enough time for one last caller who's coming in by area code 203. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Oh, hello. My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And my call will be similar to a previous caller, that I've been studying with someone, and then I'm attracted to some other healing modalities. I wanted to know if you saw which direction might be, at this point, you know, stronger for me.
Okay. The only thing I can say is the first one that you're dealing with, the first one that started to develop, As much as it looks unstable right now, it's really going to end up getting better. And I'm feeling that that is the best direction right now.
Okay. I was thinking that, but maybe I was faltering a bit. I think there's a little bit of, there's some stuff, there's some, you know, day-to-day stuff that's going on in the person's life that's taking a bit. They need to pay attention.
Well, obviously it takes some patience here and quite a bit of it, but I'm feeling like it's the best one because I'm feeling that this person was drawn to you through divine means.
Really? Mm-hmm. I had a feeling. It's nice to get, you know, verification.
I understand. Well, it was divinely driven. I feel that you need to really go with it, hon. And the second one is more of a distraction than anything, but a good distraction, just more of a distraction than anything.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh,
sorry. Bringing you right back. You had something else to say?
Oh, I didn't know if I could ask two questions. I didn't. Or was someone else saying something?
Okay. Well, you're our last caller for the evening, so I'll let it slide.
Oh, about relationships. Do you see anything about something coming in stronger on that?
The first one, correct? Mm-hmm.
The first?
Yeah, the first. You mean the second, really? The second option or the first option? The one that I saw was the best. That's the one you mean?
I was talking now about romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I feel a development there. I really do. But right now it's just about letting go and letting God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. All right, guys. Well, as always, it is a pleasure and an honor to co-host this show alongside of yourself, Pooja Desai, and Lolita 72.
Thank you. We had a good time. Thanks, Pooja, for doing that last minute thing. I was just trying to show the listeners and the people in chat what you can really do in a 30-minute session. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
for giving me
thank
that
you. Well, you know what, Pooja, did you want to promote your actual website for a minute?
I would love to. My business, my practice, is called Believe Healing. It's www.believehealing.net. Believe as in I believe, healing as in healing.net. And along with the specials that we're running for with Adam, I'm having a lot of long-distance specials going on for a little bit more, for about $100 a piece. But it's a little bit more expensive than what I'm offering through Adam. So if you're really, really serious about moving forward and getting flow going, then, you know, either hit me up through my website or hit me up through Adam's website. And, you know, we can work with you. But if you're really serious about it, then, you know, there's things out there to kind of really help you move along. You don't have to do it yourself, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. And just
Thank you.
Our listeners and callers today, I wanted to let you know, as a reminder, you can now donate to keeping our radio show growing strong just by visiting either housepsychic.com, where you can get your services and the specials that we're offering right now, or go to the show page and donate to keeping our radio show here on Psychic Talk Radio going strong and, you know, helping us out here, you know, contributing to the show. We really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Namaste to everyone.
Namaste.
Nice.
Blessings.